this week, the message that I'm talking about is important, as they all are. This one's really important for us because often we are putting blockages or limitations on what God can do. And when we put a limitation on God, it's not that God is limited, but it limits what he can do in our life. And really, I'm all about taking off the limitations and the barricades and anything that is stopping God from working more powerfully in our life. And today's message is called, No Buts or Maybes. No buts or maybes with God. When it comes to things of God, there are no buts or maybes. God is a God of, he is confident, he is sure. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. When he says something, he does it. We have to understand and have this in our life. So I want us to swear off buts, you know, and maybes, and say no more. And I'll tell you a funny story. When I was a kid, when I was about 5 years old, I tagged along with my father to the barber shop, and it was one of those old-time barber shops with the little barber pole thing out front. And I don't know why my father was going to the barber shop, because he's bald. So, but that's a story for another day. But I tagged along with him, and so while he was in the chair talking with the barber and making it look good, I guess, like he was getting his hair cut, I was hanging out at the front of the barber shop, and there was this large ashtray full of butts, cigarette butts. And there was, conveniently right beside it, there was a lighter. So as this five-year-old, I began to pull these butts out and try to light them. And I tried one and it didn't work, and I tried another one. And finally I got one to light, and I began to cough and choke and feel kind of nauseous and put it out, thank God. And from then on, I swore off and I said, no more butts for me in my life. And I realize this is a different kind of butts I'm talking about, but the butts, when we're with God, he has no butts in his in our life either. So we want to say no to those butts in our life, those butts and those maybes. We want to release those and take those out of our life, because what they do is they really block us from allowing the strength, full force and strength of God to work in our life. And when that happens, it just slows us down. So we don't want to have butts that are stopping what God is saying. You know, quite often people, and you'll hear people speak like this, so listen to yourself as you speak. Listen to others speak, because if you can catch the buts and the maybes that they put into God, maybe you can work with God to release it. You can work with God to release it if you hear them, if you notice them. So listen carefully, because sometimes people say stuff like this. Well, yeah, God is a healing God. He is a powerful healing God, but he can't heal this particular disease. He can't heal stage 4 cancer. He can't heal this because I saw the reports and I talked to the doctor, and the doctor said it's incurable. So yeah, God is a healing God, but he can't heal this. You hear people saying, well, yeah, God is a redeemer. He is a redeeming God, and he redeems everybody. But, you know, this guy has just sinned too much. He's just done too many bad things. So God cannot redeem or save him. He is a lost cause. So all the time we throw in these limitations on God. We say, well, yeah, God can do all things, but he can't do anything about my boss. He can't change that boss. That guy is just going to continue to hound me and be a problem for me. So we put buts in the way all the time. And maybes. Let me tell you a story about maybes, because maybes is an interesting one too. You know, quite often, this happens in our house. Liza will be busy making lunch. She's busy working away in the kitchen. And suddenly she'll stick her head out of the kitchen and say, do you want a salad with lunch? I'll sit there for a moment and I'll go, maybe. You can just see her blood pressure rise up. Her face begins to turn red. And she takes a deep breath and says, I need a yes or a no. No maybes. And there I am sitting and I'm thinking and I'm going, well, and here's what my thought process is. I'm thinking, well, I really like the lunch we're going to have. I'm excited about it. If I have the salad, maybe I won't have enough room for the lunch. So I don't want to have this. But the salad sounds kind of good. I wouldn't mind having a little bit of salad, but I certainly don't want to ruin the rest of the lunch. So maybe I want some salad. But now she wants a yes or no. The problem is uncertainty. When we have uncertainty in our life and we don't know what the outcome is, then we throw in a maybe. It kind of allows us to sit on the fence, which is what I was doing. I was sitting on the fence. Sure, I'd like to have some, but I don't want to fully commit to it because, gee, I might not have enough to eat the other good stuff that she's cooking, and I don't want to ruin it, you know, eat the salad and then not have the other great stuff that's going on there. So we have uncertainty in our life when we're using maybes. When we're talking about God and we're using buts, we're putting limitations on him. And when we're saying maybe, then we're putting uncertainty on God. There is no uncertainty with God. God is a confident God. He is a positive God. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. When God says something, he does it. We need to understand that, and we need to begin to walk in that kind of confidence every day. We want to have that same confidence as we're working with God. Let me read something here. This will hopefully help you understand this. This is in chapter 14, verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, and this is Jesus speaking, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Notice how confident he's speaking here. He says, you know, he will do. He didn't say he might do, maybe. There was no wavering, there was no uncertainty, and we have to understand that when we're working with God, it is clear, it is cut, it is precise, and that's the way we need to begin to walk with God and talk with God and act in alignment with God with the same confidence and the same certainty. We don't want to put an unsure feeling in there because God is sure. See, God knows the beginning to the end. He knows the plan. He's created it. He knows what's possible. He knows what you can do. And here he is saying, he will do. He says, I do, he will do also. This is Jesus speaking. Whatever I did, he will do also. You will do also is what he is saying. You will do. Will. Not maybe, not but. There was no but in there. Jesus didn't add a but, not all of you. You know, no, he said everyone. And this is often how we use the buts. We'll eliminate ourselves. Well, but he wasn't talking about me. You know, we can do that because he wasn't talking about me. No, he means everyone. He didn't eliminate you. He included you. That means men. That means women. That means whatever background you have, whatever race you are, it includes wherever you were born. He included everyone will do greater works than he. He said he did great works. You will do greater works than that. You need to begin to walk in that kind of confidence now. Don't put up a wall or a barrier between God, the power of God, and the strength of God of what he can do in your life, and you. Take that wall down. Eliminate those buts. Let me read another one for you here. This one is in Mark 11:24. This is again Jesus speaking. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. That's the kind of confidence we need to be speaking to God with. Knowing that when we ask God for something, he will give it to us. We will receive it. Do you have that? Or are you going, well, when I pray, you know, maybe I'm going to get something you're thinking. Maybe God will answer my prayer. Is that what you're throwing in there? You're saying, I'm unsure. I'm going to stay on the fence here. I'm hoping that God will answer my prayer, but I'm not 100% confident that he will answer my prayer. So instead of saying, I will receive it, I say, maybe I will receive it. We throw a maybe in there because of our uncertainty. And that says a lot about us. It says that I don't have the confidence or the faith in God to know that he is a God that when he says something, he does it. I don't have the strength and the faith to act in alignment with what he's saying. Instead, I want to hedge my bets and say, maybe, you know, so then I, because I'm unsure. I don't know which way it's going to fall. He might answer, he might not. I might receive it, I might not. We're showing our uncertainty in God, and we're showing our lack of faith when we speak like that. We need to begin to speak the way God speaks. He says, you ask and you will receive. So when we pray, we need to be telling people, I will receive. I will receive. Not I maybe, not but not always, but sometimes. No, I will receive. There is a certainty and there is a confidence in the way that we pray. We eliminate the buts, eliminate the maybes out of our life. Because we're not to limit God and the power and the things that he can do in our life. Don't limit it. Don't cut it off. Don't prevent God's force from working in our life. And the minute we put a butt in there, we put a wall up to his power working in our life. We limit God. It's not that God's power has been limited in everybody's life. It's been limited in my life because I have said but. The uncertainty is showing up in my life because I'm saying maybe. Maybe it'll happen. I remember a funny movie. This is The Frisco Kid. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I think it was made back in the 70s and it stars Gene Wilder. And The Frisco Kid is a rabbi who's come from Poland. And he's going to San Francisco. His bride-to-be is waiting there. And they're building him a synagogue. And in Poland, they had no idea that New York was not next to San Francisco. So when he arrives in New York. So he's got to make this journey all the way from New York over to San Francisco, and all kinds of things happen to this rabbi along the way. Which makes for a lot of fun. One of the things that happens to him is that he is caught by these Native Americans. And he's caught because he goes back to get his Torah. It has fallen off his horse. And so he goes back to get his Torah, and they capture him. And at first, they're treating him, you know, it looks like it's not going to be a good end. But when they see that he is willing to die for his Torah, no matter what they say, he says, no, they can have anything, they can even have his life, but they cannot have his Torah because it is the word of God. It is God's word, and that's the most important thing to him. When they see that courage that he has about God's word, they become friends. And now it's nighttime. And they're sitting around the campfire, and the chief is talking to the rabbi, and they're talking about their gods, and the chief is asking questions. He's saying, so your God, and the rabbi says, he's your God too. And the chief says, no, don't give me your God. I have enough problems with my own gods. I don't need this God. And he says, so what is your God? What can your God do? The chief says. And the rabbi says, my God can do everything. He can do all things. He is an amazing God. And the chief says, can he make rain? The rabbi goes, but he doesn't make rain. He doesn't make rain. And so the chief says, why not? It's not his department. He doesn't make rain. It's not what he does. So the chief's trying to understand this, and at about that very moment, there is a bang of thunder, and it begins to rain. And the rabbi says, and just like that, he changes his mind. Obviously, the rabbi, he's a character in a movie. But what we learn from this is here, putting a limitation on God. The rabbi forgot the story in 1 Kings about Elijah. Because here Elijah is in the midst of a drought. There's been no rain for a long time. The entire land is in drought. And now he hears, this is what he said. Let me read exactly what he says there. There is the sound of abundance of rain. The sound of abundance of rain is what Elijah has heard. And as a result of this, he sends Ahab, he tells him to go eat and drink. He is already preparing him. And then Elijah goes up onto this mountain. He begins to pray. Now, you have to realize, check out the scene here. There's been no rain. It's a drought. Everybody is looking for, you know, some sort of sign that there's any rain. Not a cloud in the sky. Nothing happened. Sun is beating down. And Elijah is saying, I hear the sound of abundance rain. He now starts to pray on this mountain, and he sends his servant up to check at the top of the mountain what he will see. Servant runs up there, takes a look. No, I don't see anything. Comes back down. Seven times, Elijah sends him to the top. Go and see. He goes up there, and finally, on the seventh time, he goes up and says, oh, I see something like a small hand forming a cloud forming in the sky. At this point now, here the rain, he says the rain is coming. He says, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and said, there is nothing. So this is now in verse 43 of 1 Kings chapter 18. There is nothing. So he goes again. And then it came to pass the seventh time he said, there is a cloud as small as a hand rising out of the sea. So Elijah said, go up, say to Ahab, this is the guy he sent to eat earlier, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. This is interesting. So no rain had come, no rain had been coming, right? But Elijah didn't put a but in there on God, not like the rabbi in our movie. He didn't say, but God doesn't do rain. He knows that God is the God of all things. There were no buts in Elijah's mind. Elijah understood. If I hear God say there's an abundant rain, there will be an abundant rain in this land. It doesn't matter how long it's been dry, there will be. And now he begins to pray. He wasn't deterred that the servant had gone up there several times already and not seen anything. Nothing. No sign. He continued to believe and know. He could have said at that point, okay, there's a sound of abundant rain, but not today. My God said a rain would be coming, but maybe it's not here where I am. Maybe it's somewhere else. No, he didn't put a but in there. He didn't say, maybe it'll happen. He didn't have an unwavering uncertainty. Maybe we will get rain today. He knew enough that the rain was coming. He sent Ahab to go down and eat and get ready. He wanted to eat and drink so he could be ready for when the rain came that he was going to send him off to Jezreel. They didn't have four-wheel drive chariots back then. So if it started raining, it would be hard for Ahab to get there. If he had to eat and drink while the rain was coming, it would be too late. So he sent him down first at the very, in verse 41 here, he says, go down, eat and drink. He's that confident that the rain is coming, he sends Ahab to eat first. And then he begins to pray. Then when he sees the rain coming, he says, okay, Ahab, go to Jezreel. Go now. Beat the rain. Go before you can't make it because the rain stops you. So he already knows there's that much rain coming that it is enough to stop the chariot. He knows for sure that it's coming. He sends Ahab down to eat, so he's ready to go. There is no but, there is no maybe in his mind. He is a prophet of God, Elijah. He knows when God says something, he knows that it will come. If God makes a promise, it will happen. We have to understand this in our lives. Don't have any buts, don't have any maybes. Know it for sure. It doesn't matter if your servant's already gone up there six times to see any signs. You still know the rain is coming. You still know God said it was coming. I believe it's coming, and I'm preparing for it. I am preparing for it to come. For each one of us, this is what we need to do in our lives. Start to weed out. If there is an uncertainty and we're sitting on the fence saying, maybe God will do this. Maybe God will heal me, or maybe God will heal this condition. We need to wipe that out with God's help. Ask him to remove the maybe from our mind, from our heart, from our lives. Because that uncertainty is preventing our faith from being activated. See, Elijah's faith was activated the minute he heard there's going to be abundant rain. He activated the faith by saying, yes, there will be rain. And he already started preparing for the rain. He sent Ahab off to eat. He sent his servant up to look. He was already preparing for it, and he began to pray. I'm sure he was already praying, thank you, God, for the rain. Thank you for bringing the rain. He was probably already praising God. Thank you for ending this drought. In our lives, we want to activate our faith through knowing through certainty, through confidence, that when God says something, he will do it. We deactivate our faith by throwing a maybe or a but in front of what God, or in behind what God said. God's a redeemer, but we have just deactivated our faith. When our faith is deactivated, it means that, first of all, we're not confident in God. That means our faith is weak. If we're not confident in God, now God has been shut out of our life from doing the things he wants to do. We activate our faith by speaking, he will, he does. God said this, it will happen. When we speak like that with confidence, with certainty, unwavering, no buts, no babies, uncertainty, then the rain comes. Just like Elijah was praying, the rain came because he was acting in faith. There was not a cloud in the sky. He couldn't see anything happening. Even when he sent his servant up there, there was no sign of it, but he heard there would be an abundance of rain in that land. He heard that drought was coming to an end. For each one of us, if we want the drought to end in our life, that's the kind of confidence we need to pray in. That's what we need to speak like. Don't limit God. Don't put limitations on God in your life. God can do all things. When we begin to understand that, and we have the certainty of what he has said, and we begin to speak it over our lives, it will happen. We will do greater things because he said it. We can receive it in all ways. For each of you today, my message is simple. Start to weed out the buts and the maybes. Catch yourself. The only person that can change it is you. If you're putting those limitations on God, or you're sitting on the fence in uncertainty, you're uncertain about what God has said, know, first of all, God is not uncertain. God is positive. God knows the plan, and he knows what you can do, and he knows how to get you where you need to be. There is no uncertainty at all in these verses that we read here. You see, there's no but or maybe in these verses that we were reading. Nothing at all. Let me read another one here to you and you'll see it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is in Philippians 4:13. This guy is speaking with that kind of confidence. I can do all things through Christ. So when we have the Lord in our life, we can do all things. This is what we need. We need that kind of confidence. So as you go out there this week, notice the buts and the maybes. And when you notice them, begin to pray and talk with God to weed them out. I put a limitation on you, God. I'm sorry. I don't want to have a limitation. I don't want to have a but or a maybe in my life. I want you to release that. So the full power, your full promises can come to fruition in my life. That all the things you said will be done. They will be done. And we need to keep weeding that out. Now, how else can we find out when we have put a limitation on God? We need to keep reading what God said. If you read the scriptures, when God is speaking, there is no wavering. And if you start to see that and understand it, when he's speaking, he says, it will happen. You will do it. He is very clear and precise. And for each one of us, that's what the mentality we need to begin to have. We need to be thinking like that, and we need to be acting like that. The same way Elijah was acting like that. There was no wavering in him. The minute he heard it, he began to act in alignment as if it was so. As if that rain was already falling from the sky, he began to act in alignment with it. The same thing is true for us. The more that we can read God's words, the more that we can understand he is positive. He is certain. He is unwavering. And when we are confident, if we know that God is confident and we have God within us, then that means we can be confident in God. And we can be confident in what God has said we can do. We can do it because God has said it and God is working within us. All things can be done through Christ. for each one of you. That is the promise that God made. Each one of us is capable of it. That means all we need to do is recognize the buts and the maybes and throw them out with God's help, and it will be done. And then we will feel the full force and power of God working in our life, that everything He said will happen.